With this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, October 10th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Coming your way tonight here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com, we'll bring you a Oregon Conference volleyball matchup as the 10th-ranked Hinton Blackhawk volleyball team gets set to square off and host Galen Catholic. First serve is scheduled for 7 o'clock. Be on the air about 15 minutes before that, or of course, so when the JV contest finishes off. You can catch all the action between the Jays and the Blackhawks in Wargo Conference Volleyball right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Again, first service scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. And speaking of volleyball, it was a big day as our area volleyball teams found out their paths to Extreme Arena in Coralville as the region brackets came out. But first, before we look at that, let's take a look at the rankings that these brackets were based off of that came out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Starting in Class 1A, Ankeny Christian leads the way in those rankings. Holy Trinity Catholic comes in at number 2. It's St. Ansgar 3. Riverside ranked number 4. And BCLUW comes in at number 5. River Valley dropped a spot. They're number 10. Akron Westfield, they dropped a spot despite not losing here in the last week. The Westerners sit at number 11 heading into the bracket reveal. In Class 2A, Denver is the number 1 team. Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont is number 2. Beckman Catholic 3. Dyke New Hartford 4. And Applington Parkersburg comes in at number 5. Boyden Hall and the Comets, they are ranked number 7, while the Hinton Blackhawks come in at number 10 in Class 2A. They did not move from their previous ranking. Over to Class 3A, Mount Vernon leads the way there. It's Western Christian 2, West Delaware 3, Wallert Catholic 4, and Davenport Assumption comes in at number 5. Sioux Center is ranked number 6, while Cherokee comes in at number 9. In Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier leads the way. Bishop Heelan 2, North Scott 3, Clear Creek Amana 4, Lewis Central is ranked number 5, while Sergeant Bluff Luton comes in at number 12, and MOC Floyd Valley is ranked 13th. Over to Class 5A, Ankeny Centennial leads the way there. It's Pleasant Valley 2, Ankeny 3, Dowling Catholic 4, and Indianola is ranked number 5. Sioux City East is ranked number 12, and those rankings can be found in their entirety on our website at KLEM1410.com. And that set up the stage for the brackets to be revealed yesterday. Regional pairings coming out from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. Let's take a look at the pairings. We'll start in Class 4A and in Region 2, where Lamar's Community will get the opportunity to host a play-in matchup in the regional tournament. The Bulldogs will welcome in their Old Lakes Conference rivals from Spencer. The Tigers will compete with Lamar's on Tuesday, October 22nd in the opening round of the regional bracket at 7 o'clock. That'll be a match you can hear right here on KLEM Radio. The winner of that contest will get the top seed in the region. That'd be the second-ranked team in the state, the Bishop Heelan Crusaders. Also in Lamar's region, MOC Floyd Valley, a top 15 team. They're the bye on the bottom half. They'll await the winner of Storm Lake and Fort Dodge. We move now to Class 2A, and in Region 7, MMCRU has a play-in round matchup on Monday, October 21st. They will take on Lawton Bronson in Marcus, and the winner of that contest, well, they'll get the Hinton Blackhawks in a regional quarterfinal. The Blackhawks have earned the 2 seed, and they will play the winner of MMCRU Lawton Bronson on Wednesday, October 23rd. Also in that half of the bracket is West Lyon and Hartley Melvin Sanborn in a contest that'll be played in Inwood. Boyden Hall is the top seed in that region. They are number 7 in Class 2A. Down to Class 1A and in Region 4, this is where we have the bulk of our area teams. And looking at the bottom half of the bracket, we see that the top seed in that half of the bracket is the Akron Westfield Westerners. They have earned home court all the way through up until the region final. The Westerners will start their postseason run with a matchup against South O'Brien on Monday, October 21st in Akron. The winner of that contest will get the winner of George Little Rock and Remsen St. Mary's. The Hawks take on the Mustangs in George in a matchup on Monday, October 21st at 7 o'clock. Also in that half of the bracket, Galen Catholic. They'll get a home regional opening round matchup. They'll take on Siouxland Christian on Monday, October 21st in a contest you can hear right here on on KLEM. The winner of that contest will take on either Trinity Christian or Harris Lake Park. And if it's the Tigers of Trinity Christian, then that matchup will be played in Hull on Wednesday, October 23rd. The overall top seed in Class 1A Region 4, that'd be the Riverside Bulldogs. If you remember Riverside, they knocked out Galen Catholic in the region final 2 years ago. Riverside's the number 4 ranked team in the state, and that region has a lot of teams from down in southwestern Iowa, such as East Mills, Woodbine, West Harrison, and many others. Finally, in Class 1A and in Region 7, the Kingsley Pearson Panthers are in this region. They will have a road matchup to start their tournament run on Monday, October 21st. They'll take on the Boyer Valley Bulldogs in Dunlap. A road matchup, a win for KP would face off with either Newell Fonda or Storm Lake St. Mary's. And if it's Newell Fonda, the matchup will be played at Newell Fonda. The top seed in that half of the bracket, that'd be the River Valley Wolverines. They are ranked number 10 in Class 1A this week. Woodbury Central also in this half of the bracket. The other half of the bracket, and this one's a little bit out there, has the North Tama Redhawks in Class 1A. North Tama is ranked number 7. If you'll remember, Galen Catholic played North Tama in the state quarterfinals here a few years ago. That was Mike Myers' last game as the head coach of the Jays. North Tama, all the way out in eastern Iowa, they will be the overall number 1 seed, with other teams from out that way, such as Hillcrest Academy, Iowa Valley, Belle Plaine, English Valleys. Yeah, that region is all over the place. Going to be interested to see where the neutral site matchup for that is, but a very widespread region, and that is where Kingsley Pearson is put in their postseason pairings. We've got links to this, these brackets on our Twitter page. You can check those out at KLEM Sports on Twitter, and they are also on the Iowa Bound website if you would like to take a look at them there as well. Moving now from volleyball to football, as we look back to this past Friday, Galen Catholic, the number 8 ranked team in Class A, they stayed unbeaten in district play, a 34-26 win over Sibley Ocheyedan behind a rushing attack that produced 477 yards on the ground. Galen Catholic continues to be one of the top 5 rushing teams in Class A this season. Cole McCarty had 293 yards on the ground for the Jays. That ranks 4th in a single game in Jays history behind his team made Cale Pearson and his 310 yards against Akron Westfield a couple of weeks ago. Galen Catholic head coach Jeremy Schindler says this performance came about with some new wrinkles into a strong running attack.
Some of the run stuff we used last night was stuff that we've had in, but maybe haven't used it as much. And so, you know, Cole was able to get a little bit, shake free a little bit more often as they were keying on Cale a little bit more. But, you know, Cale still had a good night. And those offensive linemen just continue to get better and better, and so that was really working for us. Those guys ran the ball hard, and it was clicking.
And the Generals were able to throw the ball for 265 yards in the matchup, but the Jays had them outmatched up front. Coach Schindler says that did not allow Sibley Ocheyedan to run the ball well, and it allowed the Jays to get some pressure on the quarterback.
He can throw it all over the field, and he did that on us last night, and they got some really good skill players. And, you know, I think the area that we had them outmatched was in the line of scrimmage, and our guys really just took control, and especially in that third quarter, our offensive line and our running back, our running game really just took control of the game, and it was really good to see.
The second half saw Galen Catholic grow its lead to 22 points in the third quarter before giving 14 of those points back in the fourth quarter. Coach Schindler says the guys may have just to run out of gas a little at the end of the game.
The third quarter was definitely our best quarter defensively. You know, I thought in the fourth quarter, we did get a little tired, especially like our defensive line. You know, again, with a kid like that who just keeps backpedaling, I think they only had 16 carries, and right, some of those were like, it was a pass play that he scrambled and ran for, you know. So it was one of those where it was like, man, they're rushing the passer 41 different times. That takes a lot of energy out of you as a defensive lineman.
And but the Jays push through. They got a 4-0 record now in district play. They have an opportunity to lock up something they have not had since 2011. And that would be a district championship. Win on the road at South O'Brien could get the job done. Coach Schindler says even though the Wolverines are 0-6, it will not be a gimme, and the Jays will have to remain sharp.
This will definitely be a different challenge for us this week to make sure we're fitting in our run gaps correctly and you know, getting a good run pass read, especially from under center when the quarterback's under center. But our DBs can't fall asleep because, you know, they got, you know, over 600 yards passing is pretty impressive for a team. So we're going to have a good week of preparation, and I know the guys will come ready to go and you know, hopefully have a good result on Friday.
And kickoff will be 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Paulina. You can listen to the game on KLEM Radio, or you can watch it on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. Our pregame starts at 6:15. Let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. And it's not Friday, but there is high school football in Plymouth County right here in town as Lamar's Community tries to knock off a district unbeaten in the Fort Dodge Dodgers. Of course, the game being played on Thursday night due to the official shortages. Lamar's Community head coach Ken Vigdahl says the Dodgers have a pretty strong passing attack, and the Bulldogs will have to be ready for it.
They're going to bring their 3-3 stack, similar defense to Boyden Hall, Rock Valley. They got a sophomore quarterback that really likes to sling the ball around. They have quite a few passing yards, and so that's it.
And, of course, we talked about it earlier in the week, but the margin of error is still very slim for the Bulldogs, who pretty much need to win out to make the playoffs. But Coach Vigdahl says that means a lot of focus will be put on themselves, not necessarily their opponents.
This game has nothing to do with West. It has everything to do with the Bulldogs. And so that's kind of the message from here on. It doesn't matter who we play from here on out. It matters what we do. And that's where we have to point our fingers at, is are we playing our very best all the time? And you know what? Yep, it's on Thursday. We've done it before. You know, practice isn't really that much different. Wednesday isn't, you know, so as much physical as what it is during a normal week.
Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock tonight at Lamar's Community Stadium and Jim Lorenzen Field. In volleyball tonight in the War Eagle Conference, Galen Catholic is at Hinton in a matchup you can hear right here on KLEM. First serve is at 7 o'clock. Remsen St. Mary's is at Akron Westfield. It's Harris Lake Park at MMCRU. West Sioux is at South O'Brien, and George Little Rock is at Trinity Christian. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson with a home matchup. They take on West Monona. Westwood is at Siouxland Christian. It's MVAOCOU at River Valley, and Woodbury Central is at OABCIG. In cross country today, it is Akron Westfield, Galen Catholic, Hinton, and MMCRU. They're all in action in Haywarden at a meet hosted by West Sioux. And Remsen St. Mary's, they're a small cadre of runners. They'll head up to George for an invitational hosted by George Little Rock Central Lion. Well, for more sports news, check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports, and tune in to high school volleyball tonight at 7 o'clock between Galen Catholic and Hinton. It can be heard right here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.